We had another event happen this morning, and ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening to the news, you'd know probably where I'm going. Probably the most famous worldwide evangelist of our time, Dr. Billy Graham, went home to be with the Lord. And with that, there are going to be a lot of eulogies made, a lot of commentary made from people around the world about him. But we're going to suspend what we're going to talk about with students. We're going to go to Billy Graham here, looking a little bit at his life and his legacy in this first segment. Because, Jimmy, you know, there was one thing that Billy Graham did when he preached. He did warn people, keeping the context of our program. He did warn about the dangers of sin. He warned about the realities of hell. He preached about that. And he did preach about the eternal life being available only through Jesus Christ. That's really one of the things when I think of Billy Graham. He did bear down on that gospel message. Give me a thought or two that you may have as we think now about Billy Graham, his life now past 99 years old. So he just about made his 100 years, but he just a little bit short of it. But some thoughts that you might have as an evangelist, you travel the country, some thoughts that you may have about Billy Graham and his ministry as we look back over the last 99 years of his life.
Sam, I love the text that he last sent out before his death, and it was this. He was just telling all those who may hear about his death, that would be you and me, and basically the world. I was listening to the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, out of London. That was their lead story today in their hourly newscast. So the world probably is aware of the fact of the passing of Billy Graham. And he made this statement. He said, hey, you may hear that I'm dead. That is not true. I'm more alive today than I have ever been. I've just changed my address, and I'm in the presence of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus.
I tell you, that's a great way to go. You know, but Jimmy, and ladies and gentlemen, when we know Jesus Christ as your Savior, parting from this life is just simply a stepping over the divide. And what he said is exactly correct. More alive now than ever. I don't know about you, Jimmy, but as I grow older in my life, I look more to that ultimate destination more than I used to. When I look in the rearview mirror, there's more behind me now than my physical life in front of me. But I am looking to heaven. In that gospel message that Billy Graham preached and that you preach and we preach so carefully, what is it that you bear down on so strongly when you're talking with audiences that you found to really make the reality of eternal life and the need for that so real? What do you do that you've seen really drives the reality of an eternity somewhere into the heart and the minds of people who are listening to you?
Sam, you mentioned it right early on as you were introducing this particular segment. Billy Graham would warn about hell, the reality and the truth of a place called hell, a destination for lost people. But then he gave the positive that Jesus Christ was the way, the truth, and the life unto his Father, and all could come unto him. I have to tell you, I had the opportunity, Judy and I, when I was in the Air Force way back in the early 60s, Judy and I both are from Miami, Florida, and I had leave, about a two-week leave, and I was down in Miami, and the Billy Graham Association put on a crusade there in Miami. I think it's maybe one of the only ones they ever had in Miami. So Judy and I were able to participate. We went over, we joined the choir. I just love Cliff Barrows. And he was an excellent choir leader, an excellent song leader that Billy had brought alongside of him for his entire ministry. And I just watched both of these men very closely. And the thing I recognized was that Billy Graham was not such a profound speaker. He did not go deep, but he every single time gave out the gospel message, a simple message that you need to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And there was controversy surrounding him. Everybody knows that. But that's not the issue today. I honor the man. You know, I just mentioned Cliff Barrows, and then there was George Beverly Shea, his soloist, and Billy Graham. That team stayed together their entire ministry. That speaks volumes of what was going on. He was a great man, preached a great gospel, and now he's with his wonderful Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think of him. I think of Billy Graham preaching the gospel around the world. He had a legacy of Franklin, his son, who's continuing that, his daughter, Anne. His wife, Ruth, already went home. For the ministries that he started, these are things by which a person can and should be remembered. We honor Billy Graham today in the passing, going home of him.